good Isru Chag or Yontif for those that are celebrating. I will not make you do any malachas in this year. There are unfortunately no the props did not come. So this year I think is a very important year. It sets us to a level of understanding the three most difficult areas of being Shomer Negia. And that is hopefully two are not so obvious. One should be most obvious. And Sprinzel, in this case, is obviously your girlfriend. So that's, I think, blatantly obvious to everyone that there's an Isser there. But I wanted to learn out what that Isser is. But then when we go back from our year in Israel, or two, or three, we then ask the question a lot. I get a lot of questions about, well, what about at home? What about the cleaning lady? What about my aunt? What about this one or that one who does it, we'll learn to be, hopefully did the Bar Mikomas, not Derech Chiba. What about if it's maybe Derech Chiba to her, but certainly not to me? Is there a heter for she's ugly? Have you ever seen my cleaning lady? And then we get to the work world, which obviously I know all too well. And you start to get the question of the handshake, right? Which, of course, we'll discuss, although that's not the function only of this year. The handshake. What about other things? I had a guy, it's hard to make this stuff up. A guy a few years ago asked me the following question. He's summer interning. It was a year after, right after Israel, right after he just came into summer interning. And he said, all of us interns are kind of together in a group. We have a good time together. We go out sometimes. You know, it's a lot of fun. And this is one girl who's like a little bit more touchy than anybody else. And her minhag is she likes to give massages to people. Not like real massages. She goes up to you and she like, you know, right? And she does it to everybody. So it's like embarrassing for me to say anything, Rabbi. It's mutter. It's like a handshake, right? And I'm like, no, sir. It's not like a handshake at all. He ended up marrying her. No. So I hope that there are certain things that are clear, that if you clear your mind for a moment, you'll be able to say to yourself, okay, that, but the question is still, what about the other things? What about, you know, the more gray area? And I think that is the point of the shir. You know how to get the air conditioner? I don't know how to do it.
Don't worry.
No. So, those that did the Mara Mekomos saw the following, and I'll try to go through this as if you saw the Mara Mekomos, because Baruch Hashem, I saw a lot of you learning here in the Beis Medrash. What a wonderful thing, after you're Makabel the Torah, that you show the importance of the Torah by learning Torah. So there are two psukim that are, of course, very important. In source number one, right, the source is in Achrimos. We know we read this Dafka when? When do we read the Parsha of Achrimos besides in Achrimos? What? Right, Yom Kippur. We read it on Yom Kippur Mincha. And the question is, what is going on over here? Why all of a sudden by Yom Kippur Mincha are we talking about, oh, by the way, you can't be with your sister, you can't be with your aunt, you can't be this, Lalas Galas Erva. Why? Anybody have an idea? But by the way, I'm sorry, just, I'm Daniel Hartstein, first of all. Hi. Today's shir is I'm Shomer Negia at the work, home, and Schmintzel. We're going to be asking a lot of questions here. It's going to be interactive, right? That's good. Interactive is good. Okay, yes, my friend.
Because normally men and women would be together, but Yom Kippur Mincha is the one time a year that people would actually be together.
Very interesting. Okay, good. Very interesting. Everybody's in shul? Maybe? Anybody else? Why would this be a time on Yom Kippur to tell us about forbidden relationships?
It's a time we're asking for forgiveness for all our sins.
Yeah, so maybe that's true, yeah. Maybe Yom Kippur is the time that we ask for forgiveness for our sins and we want to remind ourselves, hey, you're not so holy. It's mincha time. You only got a little bit of time. For me to do the Ashamnos Baganos and say, I have no idea what I'm saying, by the way. Ashamno Bagano, and you look in the English thing and you're like, all right, you know, I don't really do any of these things. These are real things that you do. Could be, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
This is kind of like our most elevated time and like Malachim don't do anything physical.
Very good. Excellent. We're like Malachim, and then we remind ourselves that we're not like Malachim in a way that this is it. This is the Yetzirah. I've read, there's a different Svarim that talk about this, but one Sefer in particular is looking at, so it speaks about that in our generation, this is it. This is the Yetzirah, right? We think about Avodah Zarah. It's very hard for us to understand what is Avodah Zarah. It's very hard to understand that people bow down to idols. Like, that doesn't make any sense, right? Unless you want to say, you know, idols today are like American Idol, like things that we worship, we dress like them, or we have in our rooms, you know, pictures of these wonderful manuvals who you know, go to jail and do all these terrible things, but they're good basketball players or football players or whatever it might be. That's true. Just an example. Sorry if it went too close to somebody. So the pasuk says, "Ish ish el kol she'er b'saro v'lo tikrivu legalot erva ani Hashem." A person has to be exceedingly careful not to go ahead and violate going and uncovering the nakedness of a woman. Pasuk much later in the same parasha says, the second pasuk that's listed here, "Ve'el isha benidas tuma sa lo tikrev legalot erva." So there are two isurim over here, right? And for you, maybe really three. Right, there is a much stronger isser when it comes to, which we'll see the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. There's a much stronger isser when it comes to a woman that's a nida, both your wife and colloquially, what is every single woman that you might meet in the streets is a nida because she's menstruated and she never went to the mikvah. I hope, although there was a time where that became something. Yes, sir.
If it's a goyah, don't they not have the
nida? Excellent question. Good question. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam shehakol nihyeh bedvaro.
Amen.
So, that's my turn. So, good question. We'll see a little bit later on in the show. Shulchan Aruch clearly paskins that even though the tumas nida maybe is not the same, the concept, the colloquial term, a goyis for practice, is not correct. He says, the Shulchan Aruch, that there's an issur karis. The Rambam writes this mefarish, there's an issur karis the same way. So, but I just wanted to point something very important out, because you might hear this way down the line, so just put it in your minds now, and then take it out of your minds. And that is that there was a minhag, it's actually quoted in a tshuva of Rav Avad Yosef, surprisingly, where there are women in certain location, I hear this happens on the west side of Manhattan, excuse me for being blunt, and they say, well, we're going to be fooling around with our boyfriends anyway, hopefully only their boyfriends, and we read this pasuk, and we don't want to be an Ida. So here's an easy way to get around this. What we'll do is that we're going to go to the mikvah, right, after our menstruation period. We'll count 7 clean days. We're not married, by the way. This is all quite interesting. We'll go to the mikvah. Hopefully the mikvah will let us in, even though we're not married. They won't ask any questions. And therefore, we'll not be an Ida, and we'll mitigate a lot less Asurim because we're quote-unquote pure. Rav Avad Yosef goes crazy on this, as well as many other poskim, and say, what do you think you've done here? You've done nothing except, you know, held a halacha hostage and basically had that usual term of saying, okay, Rabbi, I have a choice. Either I could be Michal Shabbos totally, or I could just text on Shabbos. So I could text, right? No, we don't work that way. So the same thing over there, it doesn't mitigate anything. It doesn't help you at all. She's still considered to be someone that's usher to you. On what level? Okay, that's fair. The Avos Rabbi Nassan, before we get to the Rambam, says that this pasuk doesn't just talk about uncovering a woman's nakedness or having relations with her, which is another false mindset, and that's what I try to do here in my shurim in Yeshiva Levator. Take away your false mindset of what you might have thought. A lot of people say, well, I know Rabbi, my girlfriend, she's great, but we have a pact. We're never going to have relations with each other until we're married. That's the pact we have. It's never going to happen. I got some stories for you. That is not correct. It says the Avos Rabbi Nassan, as we'll see, of course, in the Rambam, even chivuv v'nishuk, that's considered in this isser. Hugging and kissing that's done for sexual reasons is also. So we saw the Rambam in source number 2, which is the Rambam in Asuri Bia, very similar to the one in Sefer HaMitzvos, Kol Haba Al Erva, Min Arayis. By the way, anytime you have any questions, you may ask the questions. Before you ask the question, ask it in your mind. Make sure somebody wants to hear it. If you have a great story that you want to tell, tell it upstairs at lunch. Kol habaal erva min ha'arayos derech evarim o shechiva v'nishuk derech taiva v'nana b'kiruv basar harei zelokim min ha'torah. So isra min ha'torah, it's a lab v'chlalos because you did a maisa, you would get malchus in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. That's asar. So one would think, first he starts off by saying, only derech evarim, only if it's sexual relations, says the Rambam, no. Chibah v'nishuk is also asar. Derech taiva, kissing and hugging, is taiva. Menena b'kirah basar, and you get hanof from the kirah basar. Harei zelokim min ha'Torah, right? And he quotes our pasuk. Anybody want to say anything about this Rambam? What does the Rambam clearly seem to say here that might help us out later in our shir? Anyone? What's the Rambam's lashon here? why would, if I were to ask you like this, read the Rambam. If I was really a good rabbi, I would tell you, read the Rambam, and here's a question for you. Here's the thought question. According to the Rambam, is it usher to shake a woman's hand for business purposes? Is it usher to have your hairdresser give you a haircut? Yes.
No.
Why? According to the Rambam.
It says
v'nehaneh. Yishkoyach. How about another word in the Rambam?
How are we defining kiruv basar?
Let's say it's something that's chibav v'nishak. You're right. He only says chibav v'nishak. You're right. So maybe it's touching. What, I'm looking for another word in the Rambam. Yeah. Derech taiva. What's derech taiva? I'm doing it for taiva reasons. Have you seen my aunt? She's 78 years old. She can hardly walk. She's giving me a kiss. It's not derech taiva, right? Fine. That's not derech taiva, we could say. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, I didn't quote it here, it says very similar. HaMitzvah Shin Nun Gimel. He, she, Zareinu, Mikarv La'achas Min, Elu Arayas. We can't even come close to them. Afila Belo Biyah. Kigon Chivu V'nishuk. Ve'adom Elohim. Umipula Znus. Something that's considered to be Znus. Right? And then he quotes our Pasuk. Ish Ish. Okay? Ki'ilu Yarmar. Lo Tukuru Mihen. Kiruv Yavo Ligalot Erva. If you even come close to them in a touching way, it will lead to Erva. The Rambam here in the Sefer HaMitzvot says it straight out. Obviously the Rambam in Hilchas HaRabiyah is just a Halacha Sefer. So he's not going to get into the nitty-gritty. Maybe I should have just quoted the Sefer HaMitzvot, but I want to show you that this is Halacha L'maisa. But in Sefer HaMitzvot, he writes, because it's going to lead to that. And that's why it's on. So the Rambam dispels any possibility of, don't worry about it, I'm just going to kiss her, it's fine, it's not going to lead to anything. He says, no, that's the Pasuk is actually saying, don't get closer because it will lead to Ligalot Erva Ni Hashem. Okay? The contrast to this is the Ramban. Clearly the Rambam says, Issur Midoraisa, nothing to talk about. Issur Midoraisa, by the way, we're talking about what? Issur Midoraisa, even if, even in a case of Chibav V'nishuk. Clearly. Now, understand this, just so we have a good understanding. The Ramban here in source number 4, and we'll get to the Shulchan Aruch in a moment, commenting on the Sefer Mitzvah, those that know the Ramban wrote a very beautiful Sefer, besides his other Svarim that he wrote. He has many Svarim on the Chumash, of course. He wrote a Sefer on Sefer Mitzvahs. There are a lot of people who have Sefer Mitzvahs out there, right? Back in the day. Right? Because we have a Mesorah that there are 613 mitzvahs, which you all know to be 100% incorrect. That's really not true, because if there are only 613 mitzvahs, we might be able to deal with it. Right? Because many mitzvahs don't apply to us. The only way you could do all 613 mitzvahs is you have to be a man and a woman at the same time, a Kohen, Levi, Yisrael at the same time. Right? You have to be, you know, all the different things. It's all impossible to do. We know that there are a lot more. The guide is the 613. Obviously, there are thousands. And of course, the mitzvahs, midirabanan, the chulu, the chulu. Came along different codifiers. Well, what are the 613 mitzvahs? I don't know. Most famous probably is the Sefer Chinuch, which actually takes it through the Parshios. And they learn. There are people who on the holiday of Shavuos learn Sefer HaMitzvahs, or will learn, let's say, the Mitzvah Chinuch, commenting on the Chinuch itself. And then you have the Smag, Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, Smag, right? Rabbi Rucham, official Perlel, who beautifully wrote to understand what these mitzvahs are. And then, of course, the Ramban writes very cute in his, I don't say cute's not a nice word, but he says, here are the mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot. What is the most famous Ramban, the most famous mitzvah that he thinks the Rambam forgot? Anybody know?
To make Aliyah,
excellent. Right? He says, that one he told the guy. He went off base, right? The Ramban has this beautiful thing where the Ramban says, well, he didn't really forget. It's so fundamental. It's like Yichud Hashem. It's obvious. So he didn't have to write anything. Okay. Here he writes the following. Kasav HaRava Mitzvah Shalosh Shalosh Mardu Yitzhar. He says the following thing. V'afilu Belo Biyah. K'olchim V'nishik V'adoim Elohem. Miflus Bazeh. He goes, that's going to be an Issur Deraisa V'loshon Sifra. And he quotes the story. He's basically just saying it. But now look at the last few lines. Ki Etzlam Zeha Issur Midrabanan. Issur Midrasa Rambam. Whoa, buddy. Calm down. Oh, ye Yamina Torah. Dechol Minan to do. He says it's an Issur Deraisa. Aval Ein Zeh Iker Medrash Below Zeh Elokras Machta Be'alma. The actual performance of having relations with a woman, Usher, for sure, Midoraisa. But everything before that, right? that touching, that's going to be an Isser Midrabanan. Now, this is really important, because a lot of times we get it in our mind, oh, Rabbi, it's only an Isser Midrabanan. Who cares? So this one, I don't go with the rabbis on this one. I'm going to go with myself. I know better. So who cares? Yeah?
So what's the nafkamina?
What's the nafkamina? Right, very good. What's the nafkamina? What's the practical ramification? So there's a lot of practical ramifications. So first of all, you should never ever think that an Isser Midrabanan Durabanan actually matters so much, except when we're looking for a kula. Except when, if the rabbis define something, so we say, well, the rabbis define something, but maybe not in this case, in that case, in this case. Right? I'll give you an example. If the rabbi said that you're not allowed to do something, okay, they made a geder for something, so we can help other rabbis can interpret that geder. But when it's Meforsha Doraisa, you can't play around with it. The Rambam is right. There's not a lot to play around with. If the Rambam says you're not allowed to do something, it's an Isser Midoraisa because we're afraid it's going to lead to, and you're not allowed to touch. If it's for Taiva, it's Aser. It's Pashat Aser. And even if we had a mitigating circumstance, like, but they're going to be so embarrassed. They're going to be embarrassed, right? Bar Rafaeli wants to shake my hand. I know as an 18-year-old boy that it's going to be Derech Taiva, even though for her it's certainly not Derech Taiva, but I don't want to embarrass her, so I'm going to shake her hand. And you know what? I'm just going to go in for a hug as well because I really don't want to embarrass her. If it's an Isser Doraisa of the Rambam, there's nothing you could discuss. It's a Ramban, right? So to think, now I'm joking, of course, and let's say it's a case that's not Derech Taiva, so we have to see. Now, that doesn't mean, again, a Rabbanan doesn't mean, oh, so now we can play with it and I'm going to decide because I'm not going to go to hell as much. Right? Obviously, this is my first pasuk that tells us we don't follow the rabbis like not following the Torah. The Shulchan Aruch here in source number 3 writes, Haba al achas min ha'arayos derech evarim, o shechibuk v'nishuch v'nana b'kir v'basa harei zeh loke. The choshet ha'arayot, and that's considered to be, right, what we call gilui arayos. Clearly, it seems like the Shulchan Aruch is like, who? Who? The Rambam, because he writes that the Chelkem Mechokek says that the Rambam is like word for word almost. Others disagree, and others say that that's not true, necessarily. Because just Yerchayiv Malkus doesn't necessarily mean that it's a Doraisa, but most, I think, agree with this. Hagav, Yabaleh, says the Rambam, Kein Darcha Oshalo Kedarcha, doesn't matter how you had relations with her, Kevan Sheharabo Dehainu Shenichnas Ha'atara, so even if you had relations the front way, or the back way. Chayav alea misa kares, yechayav misan kares. Right? V'chein tzarchim leroz, fine. So again, codified lahalacha, we seem that the Shulchan Aruch, even the Ramah, is saying that the Isser. Now it could be that the Haggah adds this to tell us that it's actually the relations of the Isser is kares. And as I told you before, the Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezra as well, paskins this would be even with a non-Jew. The Shach, we'll see a little bit later on, is going to question this whole fundamental difference of, well, what if it's a non-Jew, as we said before, right? And he said, Derech Chiba would still be an Isser Midoraisa, and he's asking this question on a doctor. Okay? So before we even begin our discussion, this gorgeous Rav Moshe Feinstein Tshuva about subways, hopefully you understood I was talking about the subway, you might not have because of the way he spells subway, or buses. Let's ask about a doctor. We just read the Rambam, and even if you want to hold the Liba the Rambam, so now let's do some lumdis. You're a doctor, okay? A doctor has to touch his patients, right? Unless you're here in Eretz Yisrael, and you just want to make a little bit of money, you say, come me, have your card, what's wrong with you? Yeah, I don't have to touch you. Here's some antibiotics. But don't you want to look at my throat? Nah, it's okay. Go ahead, right? But that's the way normally that's the way your doctor should do. So now, the woman comes in, she's mamish for sure. She's an Ashes Ish. She might be a Nido. So how's he allowed to touch her? Where's the Heter? Yes. You may answer now. Yes, sir.
It's a source of Parnassa, so there's one, there's no Derech. My dog.
Very good. You took the words out of my mouth. Yes. Let's forget about Derech Parnassa. Now start your sentence again. You started with Taiva.
He doesn't have a
good.
It's a job.
Right, I don't like it's a job, because it's a job is going to get us in trouble. As some people, thankfully, was not going to be heard on Y.U. Torah, said some other jobs, some like the oldest job in the book, so you can't just say it's a job. That's not good enough.
A doctor is so, like, looked up to, it's so crazy. A prostitute is shamed and...
I didn't hear anybody say anything about a prostitute. Whoa, I don't know where you get to that. But but yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So what? Meaning, you're. I like what you said, Derek Tybe. I'll take that. Yes, sir.
The doctor is looking to think, potentially, when you go to a doctor's office, you're looking to see if anything's wrong. That's all the doctor is doing, most of the time.
I have a most of the time problem, then. You've read those stories, right?
You can die if you don't go to the doctor.
You can die if you don't go to the doctor. So he's doing the pikuach nefesh. Good. Okay. Yeah.
So there's no hanah for a doctor. Usually. Hopefully.
Right. We hope there's no hanah. He's trying to save someone's life. How can you say that that's awesome?
Most people don't go to be doctors because they want to touch people.
I hope not. If they do, they have a problem. Good. That's fine. So it could be that now, again, I've now taken that profession as so obvious. So now let me give you another profession. I apologize. This is why I might not be on YU Torah for what I'm about to say. What if you're not so a scout and you can't be a doctor and yeah, things aren't exactly working out. So, and you can't even get into community college, right? And so you go for a certificate program and you decide to be a massage therapist.
Awesome.
Massages, you give massages. What do you say about that now? I'm taking the extreme. The doctor, everybody's like, Rabbi Hartson, you're crazy, that never would be. Derek Tybe, everybody does it for them. And I think what you were getting at is true. It's a profession whereby, you know, if you do anything, you'll get in huge trouble, so forget about it. What do you guys say about that? Can you be a massage therapist? A man massage therapist for women?
There still shouldn't be enough.
There shouldn't be enough?
The point of massaging is benefit, and I think there's a lot more feelings of sensuality around massaging and getting.
Very good, thank you. So it's possible that we could say that there's much more. There is some sort of sensual nature to a massage, and maybe that would be more problematic. Yes, sir?
Would we say that there's any difference between a massage therapist and a physical therapist, Tom?
Like, yeah, I would agree with you. I would say that there is a difference. My wife's a physical therapist, although she has an exclusive practice for women only. She doesn't know that. And I had a friend, one of my neighbors came over, and he hurt his knee or something. He's like, you got to help me, whatever. I'm like, yeah, I can help you by telling you to go to another person because my wife's not touching him. That's just my shtick. You're probably right. If a physical therapist is much more like a doctor in that regard, and I can tell you from being married to a physical therapist, there's no massaging of any kind. I thought I was very excited when I found out when I started going out with her and she said she's a physical therapist, going like, I want to get massaged all the time. No. When she was in school and she was studying for the big test, she would like kill me. She'd go like this, go like that. There was no massaging. So I think that's closer to the doctor. You're right. Whereas a massage, you're not, you know, the person's going to, or let's say even a chiropractor, you're not going to for massage, generally, it's a nice thing. Most people aren't saying, I need a massage because my back's killing me. My back might be killing me, but it's something that is seemingly, and again, I'm going both sides of the story, right? You go to a spa, and now you have a massage, and they say to you, we're sorry, we have no male massage therapist, who's only women. And you say, well, let me see some pictures. No. So that would be clearly to be something that I would think, so far, everybody agreed, that might be us, sir. Yeah, any other comments on this? Yeah, so that's a very important thing. To say that one other middle ground area, which I get questions about as well, is your hairdresser / barber, right? In my language, a barber, I don't know why, is always a male, and a hairdresser could be a woman. So a lot of guys are like, wait a minute, right? Not a lot of guys, some guys. One guy told me, he says, my whole life, my hair has been cut by Dawn. It's just like a family, like that's like what we do. We go like once a month on a Sunday, we go to Dawn, and she cuts everybody's hair. It's like a thing. Like she's like a family member. She was at my bar mitzvah even. Like, come on. So what do you say about a hairdresser? A hairdresser has to cut. I know you don't understand. Hair cutting is when they... So, come on. That was funny. Come on. What do you think? What about a haircut? What?
Fine.
Why? It's not...
There's no centrality.
Okay. What if you're 18 years old and she's very pretty? What if Dawn comes and she says, listen, I'm really sorry. I've double booked you. I'm really sorry. I'm going to get you another haircut. Her name's Gal Gadot, I think. Whatever. What do you say to that? Please tell me that it's not okay, because if it isn't, then I want you to talk to somebody upstairs. No. Right? So you can see what I'm saying, right? You can see where the haircut... Now, you might argue, Rabbi Hartstein, if Gal Gadot decided to become a doctor... I think that also would be a problem because I, as the patient, right, there'd be a line out the door, right? I remember when I was working in a company once, working for Netufone, there was a woman there, and she was told by other people that she was very good looking. I don't have no idea. And that's what they told me. They told me that. And she was very much not Jewish. She did not look Jewish, apparently, and whatever that means. And she was Italian. And she had like a very Italian sounding name. I don't want to say the name now. You'll see why in a moment. And she came up to me one day, and she said to me, you would probably know the answer to this, because you're like a rabbi or something, whatever. Even when I was working there, I was like a rabbi. And I said, okay, what's the question? She goes, I always get so confused. And she's holding up one of those NCSY benchers, and she's like, the gray area, is that the gray stuff we don't say? But isn't today Rosh Chodesh, so we do say it? And I'm like, what the heck are you talking about, Italian lady? And I'm saying, and she's like, yeah, you know, because we're Italian, two slices of pizza, we wash on, no. So I said, what? So I'm like, I didn't know if I'm allowed to answer her. I give her the halacha. So that, and she literally goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I should have told you this. I'm converting to Judaism. Just being working in this office, it's amazing. I think orthodoxy is amazing. I'm converting. So the joke was, on the day that she converted, everybody knew the exact day that she was converting, there were all these guys who got divorced from their wives, right? Thinking that they had a chance for this, right? That was the joke. Right? So clearly, men do have feelings and might think things that are inappropriate. And we'll see the end of Moshe Feinstein's tshuva, where Moshe clearly says that if you're going to have thoughts like that, there's going to be an issue over here. However, in general, those thoughts probably don't apply to certain cases. We went to the extreme of the massage therapist, where it probably would apply, but it would agree. Right? And Rav Moshe will end his tshuva saying, but if you do have those thoughts, that's a problem. So now we get to Rav Moshe's tshuva about buses and subways. Yeah.
Do things have to be only one-sided for it to be a problem?
Correct. Even if she, understand this, those that were at the shiur, was it two nights ago, right, about Eurovision, about Kalisha, so we discussed that even if I'm not going to have thoughts about that woman, right, I know she's Gal Gadot and there's no way I'm going to get her, but it's going to lead me to have other thoughts about other women or maybe my own girlfriend or my own wife in an inappropriate way. They'll make me do things that are inappropriate. That's also asar. Even though she's never going to do anything with you, but you're going to do something, that's wrong. So Rav Moshe was asked the following question. New York City, the summertime. The trains are crazily packed, and nobody's wearing any clothes, basically. People aren't dressed appropriately. So this young bacher asked Rav Moshe, I don't understand. How am I allowed to work in New York City? Give me a heter. Right? I can't work. So this is a little bit longer tshuva than I quoted, but you got the basic gist. B'davar halicha b'sabvei uvavas. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. I apologize. Rav Moshe Feinstein was famous for phonetically writing out. So he has a tshuva about automobiles. I'm really sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I should have wrote that out. Right. He has automobile. He writes it out in like, you know, 20 letters. Shehochem b'nei adam la'avodasam. They go to work. Shenimsa'im sham anashim v'nashim. They're pushing each other. You push each other. That's how you get on the subway.
Like
right? I don't know if you ever saw in Japan, this is really true, during rush hour, they actually have trained people who push the people in. They have, you know, they're pushing them in so they can get as many people into the train. That's what's happening over here. So he says, Shakasha, so he says, isn't this something that's going to be usher? Right? It's negia. He named it sadha negia, but dechiva banashim as leko shum isum ishum ein zeder taiva vechiva. Isn't that even the lashon of the Rambam isum midaraisa is only derech taiva vechiva? Where's the taiva vechiva over here? Right? He says, I'm trying to get on the subway. They're pushing me. You think I'm thinking to myself, oh, I wonder what she looks like, this woman in front of me. This doesn't make any sense. He says, "V'chein isu b'negiyah be'eros afi al Rambam shesover shehu bilav to lo tikvru de oraisa dafka." That's derech taiva. He writes the word derech taiva. What's the taiva going to be over here? Kimefurish medvar bereish, as the Rambam writes in not just Sefer Mitzvos but in itself in Mishnah Torah. Umashma shebelo derech taiva leka. It's not usher af isu midirabanan lo hiskerze. Even isu midirabanan, we can't say it's going to be usher. Umeforish b'shach, the shach is really important. No commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. The shach writes on this Shulchan Aruch in Ebenezer, and he says, "Ki mishmash hadafak b'ishto." Are you allowed to take your wife's blood pressure or hear her heart when she needs so for medical reasons? Kevan de eno derechiba.
Maybe we shouldn't need it.
Yeah, sorry. Chivas bia shalek iser is going to be usher or not to do that. So this is an overwhelming machlokas. I'm not talking about here, she's about to die, and you want to make sure, you want to hear she's having a heart attack, and you have to be a cardiologist. But she has something where she needs to be checked, and he happens to be a doctor. So is that mutter? La'arabam mutter labala rak b'makom sakana. The Rambam writes that it would be mutter labala only if there's mamash sakana and there's no other doctors who can do it. With leka sakana, asu labala. He's not allowed to. Let's stop for a moment. What's the difference between a doctor who we foresaid is mutter for him to work on women, even if it's not derech sakana, and his wife? What's the difference? Again, his wife's a nidah. What's the difference? Yeah?
We're significantly more machmir when it comes to your wife.
Why?
Because you're allowed to have yichud with her, I think.
Say better.
For sure you have feelings.
I hope you have feelings for your wife.
Yeah.
You have been intimate with your wife, and therefore there are so many halachas which don't apply unless you're in Ramat Beit Shemesh Bet, and then they think that it does apply. They won't pass, for example, money. I don't know if you ever realized that. They put the money down on They put the money down. You're not allowed to pass money. That's an isser when your wife is a nida. When your wife's a nida, so she's not, you're not supposed to pass things to each other, right? Unless there are people that are watching, then it's mutter. You're not supposed to pass things, right? So we hold that that's not that doesn't apply to people that we don't have derech chiba with. We don't have, right? In general, it doesn't apply at all, right? And the other isurim that some of the isurim they were talking about, that wouldn't apply. We're very machmir, right? Even when it comes to kolisha, there are notable poskim who say that if your wife is a nida, you shouldn't hear her sing either. We're afraid of anything that's going to have a derech taiva. It's on the books that the halacha says even if she's making your bed, you shouldn't watch her make your bed because that could be central. So a lot of people say nowadays that's not central at all because the husband could care less if his bed is made, right? So that not so fair. But in general, right, we are much more machmir. So he's taking the shach and saying, well, how far are we going to go with this? So the Isser Midurabanan potentially here is that we're afraid what's going to happen. I'll give you an example. You have, tell me what you think about this, okay? This is a thought question if you don't mind. You have a woman who is a nida. She's your wife. And it's time for her to go to the mikvah, okay? So now she's a nida, can't see his wife naked. So that's why we have the mikvah lady. That's why there's no mikvah, the mikvah husband. The husband can't go. So now he finds himself in Barbados, and they're on a trip, and his wife has to go to the mikvah. And surprisingly, the Chabad of Barbados has not yet opened, so his wife has a problem. What's she going to do? I mean, she has no problem. She's going to go to the ocean. The ocean's the most beautiful mikvah ever created, right?
Depending on where you are,
Lord. Right, very good. And there are sharks in it, yeah. So what's that? So now he goes there, but he's got a problem. The problem is that his wife's like, what am I going to do? I'm going to go up to a woman from Barbados and say, excuse me, can you be my shomeres to make sure... So we have a halacha that says that when a woman goes into the mikvah, somebody has to make sure that she actually went in, especially when you have a lot of hair, so the hair could be up, and then she says, if she didn't go to the mikvah, right? The famous thing. Somebody who goes to Toral Sheretz Biyado, right? A person goes and his one pinky is sticking up, he didn't go to the mikvah. That's not mikvah. So for a woman, it's really important. She didn't go to the mikvah. She went out of the mikvah, and 2 hours later, the mikvah attendant realizes, oh my God, there's not enough water in here, or there wasn't enough water from the beginning, or whatever the situation is. It doesn't matter that she tried. So that's the only reason why we have mikvah. And they do it in a very kabbalistic way. They're not looking at her naked. They wait till she's under it. She says, okay, and she make whatever. But now the question is, can the husband do that? Right? So normally it's usher. Normally it's usher. So what about this b'shas al-chak situation? So there, the poskim going to say that it's mutter. Why? He says, that even us guys, are you going to be that disgusting that the moment she goes into the mikvah, wait, don't go in, I got to have relations with you now. You're about to be heter, you're about to be able to have relations with her. So b'shas al-chak, but we see how far we go that's even a question. So kal v'chomer, it's a question with your wife in all good times, even if she's sick, whatever it is, whatever the situation, she should go to a regular doctor. Unless, of course, it's a sakana. So the Rambam continues, and the Rambam writes, I'm sorry, Rav Moshe continues, and Rav Moshe says the following. Docha dvarva, so he says it's true, that b'toris ha-shlam docha divrei hashach le'arambam sh'asim ed'araisa kol shanan megela b'kir basar. And here, there'll be a question, what exactly is going on? Af al piladina b'nashim acheres, even though by other women it's different, af. Right, but when it comes to anida nichres leka iser below derech taiva lekuleyama, and therefore Rav Moshe says he doesn't think that there would be an iser on the subway itself. Right, and he writes, "It's kevan why machma the last paragraph she efshar lo lizar." It's not like he's trying to bump into women. Zed derech Taiva Chiba. Ain't a derech Taiva Chiba. I have no choice. How am I going to get on the train? There's no other way. Yeah.
In Barbados example, would it be ideal for a woman to be a Shomeret if possible?
Not if she's not Jewish.
I mean, if she's Jewish.
Yeah, if she's Jewish.
Equal, like, oh, like.
No, it would be better. It's better to have a woman than your wife because we don't allow it. In a derech, and in a regular case, if there's a Shomeret, we say, yeah, you should do it. Ubam hoylech gam kein gam im ishto nida vaya ba'ofun shlo yiyah efshali zahar migalabo. We don't say, right? So, for example, let's take the passing case. So, I told you not allowed to pass anything when your wife's late. So now your wife's a nida, and now you just had a baby. So she's definitely a nida. She just had a baby, and now you're coming home from the hospital, and it's crazy. It's that, you know, you load up the car and the baby's there. Right? This is a true story. And now she takes out. The husband takes the baby out, and the wife said, wait, pass me the baby, and you'll get all the other stuff.
Yeah,
so he puts the baby. No, worse. He puts the baby on the car hood. And he's like, wait, and he goes, and then the baby starts, it's a little bit of that, and the wife's like, no, the husband, no, right? So says Rabbi Willig, don't be an idiot, right? Even after Rai just had it, you pass it over. That's no problem, right? So he says the same thing over there. Why? There's no derech tayv over there. I'm doing it because it's an emergency situation. I want my kid to fall on the floor, a little baby, too few days old. So he says, and that's a vazel leka be subway uba bus sheins a kehargil im ishto ella kiragil but no se acher. He says, oh, what about his own wife when she's a nida, right? You travel with your wife on the bus. It's kind of funny, right? And you say to you, right, you're on the subway now, and they're pushing the shuttle. You say to your wife, honey, do me a favor, go in another car because you're my wife, and I have derech taiva for you, and I'm just going to bump into all the other women. That's okay, you know. So he says, no, that's not derech taiva either. Now turn the side over. And he says, and therefore, Rav Moshe says he doesn't think it's an Isser. Aval im yadua in the bolded part, Shehu yavo lidei here. This is for you guys. This is like Rav Moshe wrote this for Shana Aleph guys. However, if a person knows Shehavo yidei here, he's going to go and dafka, getting pushed into the. So, when not you? Wait, pushing me into her. Push me into her. So he says, that's obviously going to be Isser. Mechas az im e nochot lo. Where he goes, obviously, that's also for a person to do. Yadua shetaiva ra. He has a bad taiva. This is what he's thinking about. He says, oh, I can't wait to go on the subway this morning. Liday kishur avar usher. He knows it's going to lead to him to do something inappropriate later on because of all the pushing and shoving that's happening on the train. So then you can't go on the train. But in general, most people are normal. Ramosha was further asked, well, okay, now I get off the subway. Now I'm on 42nd Street and there's all these billboards and there's all these women that are half naked. Generally, people are able to control themselves. Don't. I'm not saying you should look at it and go, wow. But no. But generally, people don't look at that. So this is a very important shuva, in my opinion, of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Because it really sets the stage for us in understanding this issur. Now, very, very quickly, we'll just get to, and then of course we'll summarize, we'll get to the handshake. And this is, I didn't want to make it the point of this year, so we're only spending 5 minutes on this. And like this. One possible heter is what the Yerushalmi writes in Sotin. It's actually a Tosos in Bavli as well. It talks about the Kohen. When the wife was a sota, when unfortunately she was being accused of that, this week's parsha, and she says, in order to do this, he put his hand underneath her, right? And then he had to do this process. The ain kedavar ko'or mevia mapa. He says, oh, so the Yushami says, oh, maybe he put a blanket. He went like this. So he wasn't really touching her. So that's not as bad. But we'll see, gloves are not really a good thing. I'm just saying in general, in case I forget to say it. But maybe for this reason, okay. And they brought an old Kohen. The guy's eating, he goes, he's an old man. He's not thinking about this woman that's a sota. No, says the Yerushalmi. V'afilu tamir yelech. Even he's a ari, he's a big, good, strapping 20-year-old Kohen. Why? Yelech she'ein yetzahara motzia b'shazu. Are you kidding me? At this moment, there's a Yetzihara. The Kohen is accusing this woman, right? The husband accused the woman that she's a sota, that she's cohabitating with another man. And the Kohen's like, hey, how you doing? If this doesn't work out, if your stomach doesn't blow up, maybe you want to look up my number? Come on now, says the Yerushalmi. And that's what the Korban Ha'eda says over here. This was a mefurish idea that I heard from my Rebbe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. And he said, he goes, even Kohen Bachur Ari, he's a strong, strapping man. They ain't lachush lihir. Ain't yotzah metzul the b'shabim and mutatzas. There's no yetzahar in these type of times. Again, back to Rav Moshe Feinstein. But if you're that Kohen and you have those thoughts, you know, you got to bow out and say, I can't do this. I'm sorry. Says Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, that would make sense in the case of the handshake. Right? It's not derech taiva. And I can't get around it. Right? Because the woman, right, any case, by the way, the woman has to initiate first. You shouldn't put your hand down first. She puts her hand down. And it's embarrassing to her. And she doesn't understand. So he held, you could shake the hand. I found, by the way, in business, it's kind of funny, that it's worse here in Eretz Yisrael than it was in America. When I was in America, in general, certainly if you're in the New York area, so people have learned about the handshake. And they go, oh, you don't shake hands. In Israel, they know that Orthodox people don't shake hands, and they test you. And they put their hand up dafka to see if you'll shake your hand, because it bothers them if they're not religious. He goes, oh, they're disgusting. It's because I'm a woman, and you don't want to shake my hand. It's a nebuch thing. It's a nebuch thing. The Nishmas Chaim here, Reb Chaim Berlin, right? I don't know if you ever heard of the Berlin family, the Netziv, right? And then, of course, yeah. And so he had one of the other is Rav Meir Bar Ilan, Bar Ilan University. He was very, very famous here. So says the Nishmas Chaim the following: the Avshar Shali Day says, "Hine, what about giving over your hand? Poishim ain shum eser bazeh. In ain bazeh, if I'm not thinking of it, especially maybe if you give a nice strong handshake, because there's going to be a difference here, right?" The example, the famous Rav Soloveitchik example, was the opposite. He would shake a woman, he said, if you have to shake a woman's hand, you should do it like this. It's called the cold fish, the dead fish, thank you, the dead fish. Right? This is what Rav Soloveitchik said. Rav Soloveitchik said to do the dead fish, there's no time because I don't think about it. So I think it's the opposite. Because then you'll never, ever, ever get a job if you do that. Because the woman's going to see that you're a loser, right? So what do? This, if I have to shake a hand, this is what I do. She sticks her hand out, you're the woman. And I go, how are you? Very strong handshake. Why? Right? Because I don't... Right, you rip her arm. No, I'm thinking only about the strong hand. No derech taiva mamish. I don't care who the woman is. That's what he writes. Get it over. If you could... Then he writes, I bolded this. If you could watch out, and you don't have to do this, of course you shouldn't do this. Demeinu mekavein, there's no kavana here, it should be mutter. And what's his chief reason why it should be mutter? Ve'ein datu l'sim hiru chas v'shalom. L'hachmir b'zeh. If he has hiru... Right? If it is Gal Gadot, so maybe you shouldn't do it because he's thinking about Derech Taiva. The lo yomar al yireh Hashem mishugaim ve'enem ba'al derech eretz. Because it could lead to them saying, she won't shake my hand because they think that we're on a lower level, whatever it might be. That's terrible. Better to shake her hand than that. However, Rav Moshe writes in three places. Here's one of the places in Eben Ezer. Chelek Dal, Lamed Bet, it's Aser. Vaday Pashut She'aser. He goes, I think it could lead to derech chiba v'hanah, and therefore it's aser. The same Rav Moshe we read before, but he said a casual touch, a person pushing you or something like that, that's not chiba, but the actual touching a hand, because I don't like that at all. But there are a lot of people who are doing it. That's what Rav Moshe's tshuva was. And therefore I have to say that if people did it, I can't say that it's mutter, but don't go up to these people and tell them that they're violent. There are those that allow it. That's what he writes. So Rav Moshe was definitely said it's usher, but he said don't go up to people who, because there are rabbis who say that it's allowed. Again, this is all this derech chiba discussion. If you know it's derech chiba, it's usher, there's no question. Came along the Chuvas v'Hanagas, Rav Sternbach, great Rav in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, and he said, I heard Rav Moshe Feinstein allowed it. He didn't write that. Ve'ezhe she'im medaktik ba'asos b'sura ba'ofa shenikar, right? Derechi b'mutter. That's not what Moshe said in the tshuva. I don't know exactly what he was quoting. He says it's definitely usher. And he gives all the reasons why it's usher. And he says it, and then he writes, De'af le'dasa goyim Rav Moshe Feinstein zatzal she'be'makom hiris chayu mishpacha matil n'shuk b'tzura ba'ofen shenikar. He says, yeah, there are some situations where Rav Moshe allowed, again, I don't know where he gets this right, that, right, if it's that great aunt, and she's chalashing to give you a kiss because she hasn't seen you all of the whole year, so it's, and you have no, there's no chiba, there's no nothing, maybe you'll be mutter. He says, how can that be? And he goes, Maraya is the last paragraph, what I heard in the name of the Chazon Ish. This is a crazy story. He writes it a little bit more in his Mo'adim Uzmanim. The story is like this. A boy comes back from Shana Aleph, and he's begging his parents to come Shana Bat. Right? I'm embellishing the story a little bit. It's not exactly the story, but it sounds better this way. And his father says, well, son, let me sit you down. He takes him into his office, and he says, son, I've never told you something. And I think now that you're stark, because he was not stark before, and now he's stark, he says, I got to tell you this. And it seems like the path that you're taking is like becoming like firm, the whole thing. That's cool, no problem. But you should know something. Your mother is not really your mother. Ooh, Jerry. Ooh, what's going on here? He says, well, your mother actually abandoned me when you were a little baby. And I got married, Baruch Hashem, very quickly. And this is the person you think is your mother, raised you. And I never told you that. But you can go back to the bed, by the way. Hey, have a good day. So he goes back to his rabbi, and he's like telling the story, and you know, he needs a little help and psychologically and all that stuff. And then he says to his rabbi, oh, wait a minute. She's not my real mother. Isn't there a problem over here? So he's like, yeah, it's us. Again, this is a very sensitive topic of adoption, of this and that. That's not what I'm trying to discuss now. So he comes home and he says to his dad, you know, I learned the halachas. I just want you to know, very happy that you're letting me go shana bet. And I was like going to go to the mirror now because he's really starved. He says, but my rabbi said, you know, I can't touch mom anymore. I recognize her, I give her. So he says, you know what? No problem. I get it. But I need you to show some affection to mom. I need you to show that you like mom a little bit, you know, that she's your mom. So how about this? Whenever you come home from learning, I want you to, you know, whatever it is, every 3 months, whatever it is, no kissing, no hugging, just shake her hand. Weird, but okay. So he's like, oh, all right, that's not so bad. So he goes back to his rabbi and he says to the rabbi, my parents are like totally amazing. They're letting me go back to Shabbat. My father, Baruch Hashem, was very wealthy. He said to me the following line. I will support you for the rest of your life in learning. You can learn for the rest of your life. And he doesn't care. And he said, no problem at all, but you just have to shake your mom's hand. That's it. And I'm rich, I'll support you. So this rabbi's like, I can't answer this question. Let's go to the famous Chazon Ish. So they go to the Bnei Brak in the bus where people are pushing each other. And they go. And the Chazon Ish says the following. He said, this is Torah HaKadosha. And you can't go against Torah HaKadosha. We know that we have three things that Yehareg Val Yavor. One of them is Gilui Arayos. He says, this is Gilui Arayos. Right? He doesn't write that exactly. His Lashon is, it's Karev, Latet Yad, Leisha, Kriva, La'arayos, Uba Adizrayu. It's Adizrayu, Shal Gilui Arayos. Shah Yoreg Val Yavor. To shake your mother's hand is Yoreg Val Yavor. Tell your father you don't want his money, I won't shake the hand. I obviously purposely left off the most extreme of the extreme. I think it's Kedarko Bakodu Shel Harav Sternbach. He's always quite extreme. Take it for what it is. But the general shaking of the hand, many poskim allow. And I think that that's quite notable because it's not Derech Taiva. But just like what Moshe said, if you think it will be Derech Taiva, Chachav Eina Barosho. Somebody who's smart realizes what's going on over here. And the same reason the rabbis had Chacham Eina Barosho, and they realized that when you just touch your girlfriend, your Sprintzel, it's going to lead to bad things, whether it's with her or it's going to be later that evening by yourself. These are things that are usur. And a person has to be careful. And in general, many poskim say Chibuk V'Nishuk can never be allowed. Hugging is always Derech Chiba, even if you don't think it is. And I live in France and that's what you do all the time. Somebody pointed out, they said, handshake should be mutter today because it's so out of the ordinary. Only Orthodox people shake women's hands because everybody else started just kisses them. Right? In some Orthodox circles, they do that. It's not allowed. It's not Derech Chiba. You want to tell me about the one case of the aunt and this? There is room to be makel potentially, especially because of what I call the video. The video. God's going to show you a video at the end of your life. And that's going to be the one thing you have to defend. That you'll be able to defend. He's like, okay, here's this, your aunt. You'll go, but God... My parents were there, and he's like, okay, now this one, fooling around with your girlfriend. Yeah, I can't explain that one. You know what I'm saying? So if that's at the level that it leads to, I understand that. But in general, we should realize how important this is. There are obviously cases, even on Yom Kippur, we're reading about Legavos Erva, because it is a serious issur. And it's what we have to grapple with in today's society. And so we should realize that. Yes, any final questions before you have your snack break that you're really looking forward to, and then you're going to get there and go, oh, shoot, I thought it was going to be. Yeah, light snacks is even worse. Yes.
Isn't the Chazon Ish story not exactly the same as just shaking the woman's hands? Because it's literally shaking the woman's hands to replace the fact that you're not hugging or kissing her.
So it's better or worse?
Well, shouldn't it be worse? Because it's literally...
Oh, because you're saying it's Derech Chiba. Very good. Very good. I never thought of that. Very good. Very nice. Yeah.
Why would there be that people with your stepmom, your adopted mom?
So,
she
right, so that's why we might say that handshake, no, but we're always, if you go with the klal that always derech chiba is hugging and kissing, then it doesn't really matter. Again, please don't take this at face value. If you are adopted or you have a step, ask a competent rabbi. There are hetayim that are quoted depending on when, how. If she raised you from 3 years old, that's a much different case. Yeah.
Have you seen the show Family Feud?
No.
In any case,
I'm sorry, I don't watch TV.
So, at the beginning of each round, someone goes up and they shake
each
other's hands.
Yeah.
So would you be allowed to sign up for the show knowing that you'd have to...
I think that's a problem. I think that's a problem because... Well, I'll give you a story. There's a famous Chabad rabbi who received a honor, like almost like being knighted, but it's something else, an award. And you have to go to the queen, and he did this amazing, amazing work. It's a huge Kiddush Hashem, because he does amazing work with homeless and drug men and all this stuff. And so he gets to the thing. You have to go there like a few hours before to teach you what you have to do. You have to step like this and go about like this. You have to step like this and bow like this. All these different things. So I have the story here, actually. So he, it's not so important. Anyway, so he goes and he gets the prize, right? And they're telling him, before the prize, I'm telling him step like this. And then you'll approach the queen, you'll bow to her, and the way you know that your conversation is over with her is she'll stick her hand down and she'll shake it. And he's like, oh, yeah, I just wasted an hour of my life. He's like, I can't do that. I'm a rabbi, and you know, I can't shake hands. So like, he's like, oh, don't worry, rabbi. We're set up for you. Don't worry. She's going to be wearing gloves. So he's like, yeah, that's not good. I'm sorry. So he mamish does. He says, well, I can't. What am I going to do? I should go tell the queen not to shake your hand? Uh-uh. So he doesn't know what to do. So this story is actually, besides the fact that he wrote it, it was also on TV. I was in England, and then it was in Israel on TV. I saw it on Israel, the interview. And he says, it's a few hours, but he doesn't know what to do at that point. He thought it would be such a chil Hashem now to leave for this reason. He decides he's going to go for it and try to do something that... So he says he gets to her, and he approaches her, and he talks to her, and he's dreading now what's going to happen. She's going to stick her hand out, and he's going to have to say in front of the whole world. And he said, and I was on, I'm watching the four people before me, he's shaking all their hands. And she gets up to me and she nods her head and she's basically saying, she's like, get out of here. I don't shake hands. You're from. I don't shake your hand. And that was it. And then she moved on. So that's clear. I once had a situation where I was interviewing someone. And when you interview someone, so we was with the head of HR. We do the interview together. So it was me, from, and the guy comes and he's from. And she was clearly from looking. She had like a, you know, very distinct from shake the look. And he comes in and he goes, hi, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? And he sticks his hand down. The woman's like, I'm not shaking your hand, you're from. Like, what are you, an idiot? We're all from together. We don't do that. And he was right. That's true. Shouldn't be allowed. Yeah.
Is it so much... Why wouldn't you just, like... why don't you shake the hand? Isn't it so much worse to make Chil Hashem to shake hands for, like, just, like, a few seconds?
Mistama, according to everything that we said, it probably is mutter. You're right. It's not derech chiba. All these things. You're right. And maybe he doesn't want to shake your hand really hard, like I said. Maybe that's good for the queen. But all right, I'm being asked to because they're starting the new thing now. So anybody has any questions, can come up to Yeshkoye.